Good afternoon. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Howard Wilkinson joins us now with a look at what's happening at the Republican National Convention. Howard, the Ohio delegates heard from former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. What was her message about?
Well, she talked very briefly, actually, to the delegates, and it was mostly a pep talk, you know, about the importance of Ohio and the election. And then she had a little bit longer press conference with some of the Ohio reporters in one of the back rooms, and there she was talking about the foreign policy of the Obama administration, about how she admires and likes Hillary Clinton, but she believes that the Obama administration hasn't pursued a forceful and strong enough foreign policy, that parts of the world have lost respect for the United States, and that we need a very strong presence in foreign policy and in foreign crises.
Now, did she give any indications that she's interested in being part of a Romney administration?
No, she was absolutely adamant about that. She was just, she brushed that aside. Someone asked her about that, and she said that, you know, she had absolutely no interest in returning to government, that she's very happy doing what she is doing now, which is teaching at Stanford, and she's has no plans to go back.
But I also understand that she confessed to what her dream job would be.
Well, she didn't today, but I mean, she was talking about it. She is a Cleveland Browns fan, and a big Cleveland Browns fan. She loves the NFL, and then, you know, other interviews in the past, I mean, she's told people that her dream job would be to be the commissioner of the National Football League. And she joked around a little bit about Cleveland Browns with folks today, but she was, you know, kind of in and out, not around very long. She's making the rounds of many delegations and doing what she can for the Romney Ryan ticket.
Senator Rob Portman's going to speak tonight, isn't he?
Yes, Rob Portman is scheduled to speak about 8:45 p.m.
Any clues as to what he's going to talk about?
Well, I think it's going to be an economic message. It's going to be a message about the deficit. It's going to be a message about his argument that the Obama administration has failed in terms of controlling the national debt, has failed in the economic stimulus package to turn the unemployment numbers around nationwide. And he's going to say that, you know, Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan have the solutions. They have a different path. And he's going to try to make the distinction between what the Romney-Ryan people are proposing and what happened during the Bush administration, of which he was a part.
So from what I hear, last night was a bus nightmare. Thousands of delegates were stranded after the session because of the shuttle bus system. Have you heard if that situation is going to be improved for tonight?
Well, I know the Republican National Committee is working on it, because there were a whole lot of very upset people. I mean, there were people stranded down at the Tampa Bay Times Forum. They had some kind of system where you would get on one bus, and that bus would take you to the Raymond James Stadium, which is where the Tampa Bay Buccaneers play. And then you get on another bus, which would take you back to your hotel. But it wasn't always working that way, and a whole lot of people couldn't figure out the system. And there were people who were getting back to their hotels literally in the wee hours of the morning. There's a whole lot of sleepy delegates walking around today, including Ohioans.
Yeah, and hopefully it's better tonight.
Oh yeah, they say they're working on it, and they're going to try to work the kinks out of the system. But it was pretty much a logistical nightmare last night.
Thanks, Howard.
Okay, Mark.
Howard Wilkinson is covering the Republican National Convention. You can read more of his observations and insights at the new WVXU.org.